ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Mummel at Preconceptions News Headquarters. We interrupt our program to bring you a special bulletin from Interstellar Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8, average time, Professor So-and-So of the Mount Lucky Observatory reported observing several explosions of incandescent bulbs occurring at intermissions on the planet Mars. Professor Haustein Pilsner, senile astrologer of the Department of Unsolicited Phenomena, confirmed the sighting and described the phenomenon as, quote,
like a breakfast cereal shot from a gun,
unquote. The Government Bureau of Continuity has requested that all large observatories keep a digital watch for any further disturbances on the planet Mars. Flash! Just in is this report from Yahoo, Iowa. It is reputed that at 7:13 quality time, a large flashy object, believed to be a prop, fell on a Friday in the vicinity of Davis Corners, Iowa. The flash was seen east of the sun and west of the moon, and the sound of the impact was heard as far as the eye could see. Preconceptions reporter Noah Ward is on the spot to give us a second-rate description of the event.
This is Noah Ward at the Hazy Sky Organic Gerbil Farm near Davis Corners, Iowa. I hardly know how to convey the bizarre set before me, like something out of a sandcastle contest. I haven't had much chance to look around yet, but wait! There it is! The thing! It's right in front of me, nearly totaled in the furrowed brow of the hillside. From what I can see of the object, it doesn't look very much like a prop, at least not any prop that I've ever seen. It looks more like a vintage, ancient coupe. What would you say, Professor?
I'd say it was modeled on the 57 Chevy Belladonna. See the round table lamps and the Danish fins?
Yes, the fins. The finish is half-toned in chartreuse and a shade of purple-gray. Curious speculators are moving in now just to spite the efforts of federal regulations to keep them confused. They're standing in front of my line of dialogue. Would you mind standing to one side, please?
Do you mean either lie on one side or stand to one side?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, I haven't anything smaller than an amnesty right now, but what I mean is you don't stand on your side, you stand on your feet, or alternatively on your dignity. You lie on your side unless you have an honest side, that is.
Well, I honestly don't care whose side you lie on. Just get out of this script, please. While the policemen are pushing the crowd over, I'm going to move around to where I can talk to Esper Hazy, the owner of the farm. Perhaps he has some interesting factors to add about the events here. Mr. Hazy, would you like to tell the old folks at home as much as you can recall of this rather inorganic addition to your compost heap? Folks, this is Mr. Hazy.
I was listening to the radio when...
Could you speak a little louder, please?
But I don't know any louder.
No, I mean just move a little closer to the microphone, please.
Oh, sure. Well, see, I was out slopping the gerbils, kind of half listening to the radio.
Yes. And then what happened?
As I was saying, I was slinging SOS into the pit there and listening to that professor fella talking about his karma.
And then you saw something.
How could I? This is radio. But I did hear something.
What was that?
Where?
What did you hear, Mr. Hazy?
Well, it was a kind of a screeching sound. Like that, you know. First, I thought one of the gerbils was having a bad trip, but then there was this blinding insight, and then a... kind of knocked me right off my stilts.
Were you frightened?
Frightened? Well, I was might peeve, though, lying there hip-deep in gerbils. If I told him once, I told him 1,001 nights.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hazy.
Next year, I'm putting in speed bumps. Just see if I don't.
Thank you, Mr. Hazy. You've just heard from the owner of this squirrel farm.
Gerbil!
Of this squirrel farm, Mr. Esper. I wish I could conceal the atmosphere or breathe it. Hundreds of extras are standing in line behind me now. Wait! Something is happening. Oh, Professor.
Yes?
Can you tell us the significance of that grinding sound coming from underneath the, object?
It sounds like it's in the transmission.
Look, hold on. Look there. The childproof cap is starting to revolve.
She's moving.
Look, the dang thing's unhinged. They might be giants. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the top is moving. Moving. The police are moving closer. They're surrounding it. Now it's lunchtime and they're all leaving. But wait! The ship has flipped its lid. Something is coming out of the top. It looks like, oh, this is terrible. Oh, the humanity. Oh, it's too hard to describe. Words cannot convey the magnitude of this event. So it's back to you, Walter.
We have been bringing you an overdue account from Noah Ward, who is speaking from experience. We will attempt to regain contact with Professor Pilsner, who is thought to have been lost in further reflection. Unnecessary forces are gathering to blow this event out of proportion, and the battery of the Rechargeable Light Brigade, practicing oblique maneuvers outside of Gender Roles, Iowa, has been called in to redress the opponents. This is Walter Mumble. We now return you to our irregularly scheduled broadcast.